AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The stubborn heat wave is expected to peak today on this first day of summer. Belle Williams was walking her dogs in New York City, where it's 93 degrees this afternoon, but feels more like 97.
It's very hard for me to, like, feel okay. Like, I'm just constantly wiping my forehead and trying to stay in the shade.
In southern New Mexico, fire crews are bracing for flooding and cooling weather as they continue battling wildfires in the area where two people were killed this week. Parts of northeast Mexico are getting drenched by Tropical Storm Alberto. The Texas Gulf Coast is seeing flooding. Here's our Jennifer King.
In Corpus Christi, Texas, water lapped at the base of the city's art museum, and in Galveston, flooded cars. Mitchell Almanzo told KTRK,
"We didn't know it was going to come up through the storm drains."
Storm surge and swells were affecting the western Gulf Coast.
Stocks ended mixed today. The Dow gained nearly 300 points. The Nasdaq dropped 140. The U.S. Supreme Court today declined to strike down a tax levied on foreign income adopted during the Trump administration. The Pentagon says it will quickly send missiles to Ukraine for its defense, with Russia making a defense pact with North Korea. Tributes are coming in for actor Donald Sutherland, who's died at age 88. Here's our Margie Zaraletta.
Captain Hawkeye Pierce.
One of Donald Sutherland's big successes was the 1970 movie MASH. Also was known for Kelly's Heroes, Animal House, JFK, Ordinary People, and The Hunger Games.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul's announcing limits on social media's ability to send content to children through algorithms. Sources tell the Associated Press J.J. Redick is being hired as the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. This is AP News. There could be big changes coming to March Madness as the NCAA talks about increasing the field of teams.
The NCAA has presented a plan to Division I conference commissioners that would expand the lucrative men's and women's basketball tournament by 4 or 8 teams, alongside an option to leave each field at 68 teams. If approved, the NCAA would keep its 64-team bracket, but would add play-in games involving the 10 through 12 seeds. The earliest the NCAA tournament could expand would be the 2025-26 season, and more meetings are scheduled. The men's tournament last expanded in 2011 when it went from 64 to 68 teams. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Who doesn't hate this sound of a leaf blower waking you up? New Jersey lawmakers are considering a ban for environmental reasons, but they would allow the use of leaf blowers for cleanup in the fall. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.